The Gemara, let's start from Daf Tesam at Beis, from five lines from the Bada. Amar Abaye, Hani Chavrin Babloim, the Bavliim, Lamandi Omar Tfilas Alvis Rishus, if we hold Tfilas Alvis is a Rishus, is Kivin the Shori Lei Hemyone Lei Matrechine Lei. So, if they unloosen their belts, so we're not matriach them, and they're permitted to continue. That's called ascholas achile. They unloosen their belts before eating. So we're not matriach them, and they may continue eating. Lamandi omar choiva. But if we hold tfilas arvis is a choiv, it's a shail in the Gemara in Brochis, if it's a choiv or a shus, matrichin alay. So he's mechuyev to, he cannot continue the eating process, and he has to daven. So the Gemara asks, "What tefillas mincha de lekula alma choivahi? Mincha is zicher achoiv. Usnan im hischilu ein mapsikin. Va'omar, we learned by mincha, if they started the process of eating, or the so they're not mapsik. You can daven later." Va'omar Rabbi Chanina, and what is called this chilim for the Bavliim, Mishayatir Chagurai. So why does he say over here, if Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, even though he was Hitir Chagurai, he's not permitted to continue, and he's Mechuyiv Tidav. So the Gemara says, Hosom Loishchiche Shikris, Hoche Shchiche Shikris. So the Gemara says there's a difference between when one eats the Ma'ariv time, and when one eats Mincha time. When one eats Mincha time, so there's no Shikris. So Memele, so the whole problem is, Shema Yimoshech Sudosai. So if the Shehus Bayoim, if there's enough time that he can finish the Sud and he'll still have time to daven, so he's not Mechuyiv to be Mavsik. But by my, because the Etzem Sud alone, is not a mafriya of tefillah. He can finish a suda in daven. But by Ma'ariv, even though the time that the suda will consume, it will not be mafriya this man of Ma'ariv, but he'll get shikr, so he'll be unable to daven. So therefore he's mechuyev to stop now and to daven. Let us see Rashi. Lo yishchiche shikris, ein derech lehishtaker miba'idyoin. The derech is not to become shikr miba'idyoin. Lefikach goimer v'yispalo. So therefore, he's permitted to end, and then he'll daven. Avo belayla osi lehishtakir besudosa. But at night, he might become shikir, so therefore he's mechuyev to be mavsik after hatoras chagurai and to daven there. Let us see Taisvit. Hosom loishchiche shikir. This is the Gemara made a difference between mincha and ma'ariv. Minchis not shchiach shikris. Im taimar, the bereish perik basre de tainis amrine, shachis umusef de chol yoime loy shchiach shikris, loy gazrine. There's nesiyas kapayim, there's duchening by shachris and musef, because loy shchiach shikris. So therefore, there's the din of nesiyas kapayim. Minche uneile v'shchiyach shikris, kaishino. So therefore we don't duchen by tfilas minche, therefore we don't say, lakeinu kevisainu bemokim nesiyas kapayim, because it's shchiyach shikris. Alma gam beminche shchiyach shikris. So Taisa says, tzamayre de kekash. Here the Gemara says in Shabbos that by minche it's not shchiyach shikris. And the Gemara says in Tainis, by Mincha it is Shchiach Shikris, and therefore we don't duchen by Mincha. V'yesh loimer dehosom le'inyin nesiyas kapayim shani. He says, Shikris is a relative word. So there we're speaking about nesiyas kapayim. Tafilu lo yishosa el revies, osa lisa eskapo. The halacha is, one is not permitted to be noisei kapov. So memele, we're chayish, bizman mincha, we can chaparayin a revius yayim. So therefore, they were not mesakin nesiyas kapayim by mincha. But by tefillah, we're not afraid of a revius. That's the pashtus loshen atoisvus. We're not afraid of a revius. They were afraid of shikris. So shikris, which will be a shter to davening, that's only a shtiyas yayin of meirev. By mincha, they don't drink so much in order to be chayish l'shikris. There's a shrekliche problem on this toisvus. In Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down in Simen Tzadik Tes, Hashoise Yayin Kedei Revius Al Yispalo. The din of Kedei Revius is brought down in Hilchis Nasiyas Kapayim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and it's brought down in Hilchis Tfile, Al Yispalo Ache Yofiges Yainoi. This Kashe, the Agois Ben Aryeh asks, and the Gran Horovitz, both of them ask this kasha. It's a shvere kasha on Tosfos. So the Agois Ben Aryeh wants to say as follows, that the halacha, there's a difference between tefillah and the Siyas Kapayim. By tefillah it says, Al Yispalo, you should not daven. If he drank a revius yayin, he should not daven. Afal pikein, the Magen Avraham brings from the Yamshel Shloime, how do we daven minche yontev? Yontev is efta sudish yontev, and we drink wine, how do we daven minche? So the Yamshel Shloime says, if it's hashoi veres, if you don't have time, so then you're permitted to daven. So we see, it is not osel hispalo. It's al yispalel, he should not daven, he should wait. What if he can't wait? He davens. So memele, so by minche, it is not an iser to daven, it doesn't say osel lehispalel, it says al yispalel ad sheyofi. If he can't, if he doesn't have time, he davens without waiting. By nesiyas kapayim, there's a iser, there's an iser liso es kapo. So Mamela, that's what Tosfos means to say. That means by a revius, since the halach is there, it's only a lechatchila dekid and ali is palat sheyofik, and if he doesn't have time, he's permitted to be mispalo. So therefore they weren't chayish of the revius that he might drink before mincha. By Ma'ariv, he might get shikirtak, and there won't be a shosu, he'll be a shikirtak. So that they were afraid of, that Holonganza be mevatel the tefillah. But by Nesiyas Kapayim, there's a Isa Lisa Eskapo. The Agoyes Ben Aryeh brings a Mechudishtike Ritve in Tainis, that the Ritve says, by Nesiyas Kapayim, even Poches me Revius also. That means the Chshash is not of a Revius. The Chshash is Poches me Revius. Poches me Revius is also by Nesiyas Kapayim, that is not also by tefillah. But we see Taisus doesn't hold that. Taisus holds also the Isser is revius. So we have to say this chilik, that there is an Isser, and his is only din al yispalel ad sheyofik, and b'shoi veres is muta. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Inami, a second teretz, that there's a difference, there's an essential difference between tefillas minche and tefillas alvis. Why by mincha we pasken im hischel ein mafsikin, and by mairev we pasken im hischel bahatoras chagura im mafsikin. Inami b'mincha kiven de kviya leizimne. Mincha, there's a zman, a person knows there's a mugbul dik zman, he doesn't have too much time to dav. Mirtes v'loi osi lemifsha. So memele, so even though he's hischel lechel, but it's still on his mind that he has to daven, and he doesn't have too long to daven, so therefore he won't be poisheya. Arvis, kiven de kula lailyos man arvis, loy mirtes v'osi lemifshe. So therefore, mairev is more olu to a pshiye than minche. So therefore, the din of ischilu mafsikin, we mentioned this is a ischilu of hatoras chaguroi, Ischilu mafsikin is by Ma'ariv, and by Mincha the halacha is im ischilu ein mafsikin. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes trichuso lemeiser hemyone? Is it a tirche to put back the gartel? Vo'oid leiki hochi velitzli. Or let him daven without a gartel. Rabbi Kiveger asks Akash over here that the Emerson is a marsho and aftesom at base, and we'll see later in the Gemara. The halacha that kiven shehischil ein mafsikin, the halacha is not alt tirche. That is not the halacha. The marsho is mechiyachit. The halacha is if he started to eat, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik. For example, the Gemara will say later, if the Dayanim started the Din Torah, and what is considered starting the Din Torah, they were misatif. They put a talus over themselves, they started the Din Torah, is ein mafsikim. So we can also ask the same kasha. So why ein mafsikim? It's, let them daven with the talus. What's the problem? So the pshat is not pshat, it's al tirche. The meduba here is not tirche. The shaila is, if he started already to eat, the shaila is, when is the cold starting? But when he started to eat, Chazal said he's not mechuyev to stop. That's the lomdus over here. Not because it's a tirche to stop. The meduba is not tirche. The meduba is, if he started, he can continue what he was doing. The whole issue was haschalas achila, not hamshachas achila. So what is the pilpul of the Gemara over here? It's a tirche to put on the gartel, let him daven without a gartel. That's not the criteria over here. Abba Kivega blies by a tzorchin God who doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Chodesh Ha'aviv from the Baal Pele Yoyitz says the kasha was only on the lashon of Abaye. Abaye said, "Hani chavren bavloi lamando metvilas avis reshus kiven de shorilehem yaine loy matrechinen loy." The lashon of Abaye was shver. That means not the heter is because of tirche, but the lashon of Abaye. Abaye said, "We're not matriachem." That's not the sibbe, but it seems from Abaye that's a tirche. So the Gemara is zakash. It's not a tirche. It's a tirche to put on a galtu. Or bechlal, why do you need a galt? We can daven without a galt. Void leichi hochi velitzli. Let him daven without a galt. So the lashon of Abaye is shver. That's how the Chodesh Aviv says. So the Gemara answers mishum shenema hikoin likras aleikecha Yisrael. One has to be making himself. One has to prepare himself. One has to look presentable before he davens. So Memele, so the second kasha is Farenfeld. We need a galtel of hikain likrasa lekecha Yisrael. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, hikain likrasa lekecha, hisnoe lefonov. That one, the chitzaini is, there's a tikkun begodim, he should look nice, hisnoe lefonov. Let us see Tosfos. Trichuso lemeser hemyone. Is it a tirche to put back on the gautel? Void leiki hochi velitzli. Let him daven without a gautel. Mishani mishum shenema hikain likras alikecha Yisrael. Lechayish lishnuye kushe kamai. So the Gemara never answered the first kasha. Why the chlal does he call it a tirche to put back on the gautel? The second kasha is about kvod the loshloi matrachin alei is al kaponim des amash mois, maybe matrachin you have to take with a grain of salt. Since you saw that's not the heter, the heter is not tirche. Only the losh, he said le matrachin alei to put back on the gartel. Mikan, she tzorich lezer chalotzov kshemispalo. Al kaponim, we see from our Gemara that a person should wear a gartel when he's davening. Gemara says he needs it. B'machzeh vitri meforish, the tam de be'inen ezer, shelo yei liboy roye se'elve. We learned in Broches that if there is not a hefsik between the lave and the elve, so that's called liboy roye se'elve. That is the tam. V'davke lahem, Shloihoyo lahem michnasayim. they did not have nechnasai, so therefore they needed a gartel. Their begodim was like a long dress, like a meil. So they needed a gartel. Kacha yitrichen lezer leizer b'shas tefila. Aval adidon sheyesh lanu avnei shel michnasayim. We have the belt of the michnasayim. Einonu tzrichem leizer. Now, this Marzavitri is very schwer. The Marzavitri starts speaking about libei roye esa elde. Now, libei roye esa elde is a issa. One is not permitted to say a broche with libei roye esa elde. The Gemara has a pilpul over here with hikin lekrasa lekecha Yisrael. The Gemara is speaking about a new din of hikin lekrasa lekecha Yisrael. Who's this is an iser. This is an iser. One is not permitted la yirah b'cho elvas davo. This is an iser to say a broche when there's no hafzik between the leiv and the elve. So the Gemara is saying hikain and he's speaking about libay roye es elve. And number two, libay roye es elve is a iser not only by tefillah, it's an issa by broches, it's an issa, one is not permitted to say a davashe begdusha by libei roye es elve. So the Gemara, we're saying over here, when after they took off their belt, they're not mechuyif to daven, but what do? They took off the belt before they washed. So they said broches, they said al metzilas yadayim, they benched. What happened with libei roye es elve? And the Marzavitri is Mekasha libei roye es elve to our Gemara. So the Bach and the Meloye Royim, both of them explain the Marzavitri. In Yesod, there's a Machloikis Tanoim in Mesechtes Broches. Is there a Isser of libei roye es elve? There's a Machloikis Tanoim. One Tano held there's no Isser. The speaking about that a person is permitted to say broches, to learn krishma in a mikveh, to ring maestra kashas, libe roye es elve. So another tana, but seems there is a machlokes tanoim. Tosfos and broches brings down that Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who was a Talmud of Rashi, they think others say this was the Marzavitri alone. They paskin that there's no din of libei roye es elve. They may iker et machlokes tanoim. They paskin aloha. There's no din of libei roye es elve. So memele. So they learn pshat. So that means may iker adin. There's not one is permitted to make brochas. We paskin there's no din libei roye es elve. What's the inyan of a gartel? What's the inyan? Hikain lekasa lekecha Yisrael. So they learned, but for that's the snow of onof. To daven, one should wear a galtel to be mafsik by libre lerbe. It's not a iser, but that's the hiddur of davening. That's the hikai likrasa lekecha Yisrael. That's how the Rabbeinu Shmaya learned to the Marzavitri. That's how they learned pshat in the hikai. That's the whole union of the hikai. That means as the hiddur of tefillah, one should wear a galtel. So memela, so it's very good. The Gemara doesn't speak about leirah b'chayel v'zdovo. Bizman chazal, there was a hiddur to wear a galtu als libei roye es elve, and that's only a hiddur by tefillah. By the broches, you don't need it because meiker adin, there's no din. We pass like the Tanakame. There's no din of leirah b'chayel v'zdovo. So memela, he says, abo l'didon, that we have an avneit, b'shas we wear mechnosayim. So memeila, so by us there's no hiddur whatsoever. That's pshat according to the Marzavitri. Those who don't learn like the Marzavitri, so they learn that there is a Tosfos doesn't paskin like Rashi. Tosfos paskins according to the second Tanya, that there's a iser midina of libei roye es elve. So Tosfos had to learn that this person also had an avnet. I mean, al kaponim als libei roye es elve, there's that was taken care of, or else how was he able to bench? How was he able to say broches? So according to this Paiskim, we see there's a new din of Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael. This din of Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael of a Gartel, so the Magen Avraham says that's Dafke if it's the derech to wear a Gartel the whole day. That means the Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael is, as the way Rashi says, Hisnoel Lechono, so that means the derech Levisha was, that means that, for example, a person has a robe, and the shleimus levisha of the robe is that it has a belt around it. If you don't wear the belt, that's not the proper way of getting dressed in the robe. So thus felt in hikain likras alekecha Yisrael. So according to them, there's a different din, that a person should be well-dressed b'shas tefillah. Hikain likras alekecha Yisrael. The Ben Yehuda says about Hikin is Lashon Kavana also, that's also a preparation, that not only the Chitzainius should look nice, the Pnimius HaTfilah should also look nice. Rove Baravhune Romi Puzmaki Umatzli. Omar Hoch Hikin Likas. He went Romi Puzmaki, so Rashi says, Noisin An Pilois Chashuvim Beraglom. He put on a nice pair of stockings. That means even though they used to go around the whole day barefoot, but when he went to Davin, he put on stockings. Rash Taisvis, Rami Puzmaki, Mikan Yesh Leichiach, She'en Li Spalo Yachat. A person should not Davin barefoot, Elo B'tesba of the Yom Kippur. Only these 2 days he should daven barefoot. So L'chayra, why does he have to daven barefoot? Why can't he wear stockings on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? So the Chayra Sha'aviv says that this Taisvis holds the Bach and Hilchus Tisha B'Av brings down Ashitas HaGa'inim and Asmag that Kol Midi Demegin is called a Manu, even if it's made out of Beged. Even something that is made out of material also is also to wear Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Not only a shoe made out of leather. There is such a shitas of harishainim. So Mamela, this Taisvis also seems to hold like that. So Mamela, so Taisvis feels like Ma'agemore, that Ma'agemore, you see, one should not daven barefoot. But Al Kaponim, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, there's an Issa of a manul, and even a something made out of material also has a teiras manul, so therefore these 2 days one should daven barefoot. Rove shodi glimei upochar yodei umatzli. Omar ka avde kamei mori. Let us see Rashi. Shodi glimo. Mashlich adartoi mei olov. The sadalta was like a cape, I suppose, that was a very choshive malbush. So when he went to daven, he took off his cape, shelo yeiroe kechoshu, that he's not going to the Rabbeinu Shloilom al-Kish choshu, upochar yodei choyveik yodov be'etzba'oisov, he held his hands together with the fingers, Ka'odom ha-mitztaya me'emes raboi. Person, that was the hachno of Rove b'shas ha-tfile, ka'odom ha-mitztaya me'emes raboi. Omar ka'avdo kamei mori. Omar Rav Ashi chazinele l'Rav Kahana, you used to watch Rav Kahana, ki'ike tzaro ba'alme, shodei glimei upocha yodei umatzli. Omer ka'avdi kamei mori. When there was a tzar, he was mispalul ke'evet. Ki iko shalmo, when it was an eis rotzim, lovish, umiskasi, umisateit, umatzli. There's a whole bunch of lashainis over here. We have to know clear what each one means. Misateit, misamaz with a talis, but lovish and miskasi. He put on mechubadike begodim, it seems, umatzli. Omar, hikain likras alekecha Yisrael. Look the Gemara weiter. Rove chozye l'rav hamnune dekomarech betzloisei. Rav saw that Rav Amnuna was marich in his tefillah. So Rav was critical about this. Omar minichin chayei oilam v'oiskin b'chayei sho. That you're leaving over chayei oilam. This means there's so much time. This time that you're marich in tefillah, you could have learned at this time. So you're minichin chayei oilam v'oiskin b'chayei sho. Vuhu sova, and Rav Amnuna held, zman tefillah l'chud, uzman teira l'chud. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chayei oilom, is teira. Tefillah tzorech chayei shohi, l'refue, l'shalem, v'l'mezaynes, this is chayei shoh. There was a taina that he was marech betfillah. The Sfas Emes asks that we hear in Brachas that Chassidim Arishayim Arishayim Shalei Shois, the Tzvila, it took 9 hours, the Tzvila. And the Gmaris, Teirosan Heichenasis, the Gmaris, Meteir Shechassidim Arishayim, is Teirosan Mishtameres, so it seems the tefillah was a ganz lang gavoide. So the Sfas Emes and the Ben Yayod, they both want to say that tzloi say. What is my marich v'tzloi say his tefillah? Marich v'tzloi saw and tefillah, what's his tefillah? So it seems that he was marich by the tachnunim achara tefillah. I mean, he watched them, he saw it was after the third kriya already, so that was so he said, no, l'kayne tzoyre, it was marich betachnunim. Marich betachnunim is, that already, that's a taina. The tvilis mamela, what chazal wa mesakin, is, I mean, the tanshik nesis agdoyla wa mesakin, no, that's tvilis. But marich betzloy say, that already, that was a taina. That Torah would take care of it. Chassam Sofer wants to say that could be the machloikis between Rav and Rav Amnune. Rav said that menichim chayei oilam v'oiskim b'chayei sho, and he said zman tefillah l'chud. So Chassam Sofer wants to be metadit. Could be the machloikis is the machloikis the Rambam in Ramban. If tefillah is the machlokes the Rambam and Ramban, if tefillah is a deraisa to the Rabbana, the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah of tefillah b'chol yoyim. The zmanim are chazal v'kevei the zmanim, but there's mitzvah of tefillah b'chol yoyim min haTorah. The Ramban holds that tefillah is only b'eis tzora. The deraisa dike mitzvah of tefillah is only b'eis tzora. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say like this. That Rav Amnuna held like the Rambam. That is a mitzvah of tefillah. I mean, there's a mitzvah der Aisa of tefillah. A person has to be mispalo. So zman tefillah l'chud. I mean, but Rav held like the Rambam. That the whole tefillah der Aisa is only based tzore. So what's pshat? So he thinks everything is a tzore. Hot nish kein panos, hot nish kein gesund. He shouldn't have such an outlook on life. Don't make the whole Olam Hazeh an eis tzore. That's what he said, menichim, Chaye oilam v'oiskim b'chaye shod. Don't. If I can't, all this va'afarayin avor, the Torah will take care of this. Kol mi shoysik b'Torah is nechosav matzlichim chosh b'roisha yasik b'Torah. The Torah will take care of this. Machnish as the best be'eis tzorah, that means your personal hitztarchesen, that's Torah can take care of it. The poshite pshat of minichim chayei oilam v'oiskim b'chayei sho. So the Marsho says pshat that chayei oilam pshat is because that this is neigeya anitzchi yistike chayim ki hu chayecho v'oirech yomecho, that Torah brings with it chayei oilam hazeh and chayei oilam habo. So this is chayei oilam, a chayei netzach.
it's negeya chayim forever. And this is only chayisha, the way Rashi says. The Pule, Shalim, and Mazenis is only Eilam Hazad, the Kinyonim. Abchayim Velojina, Nefesh HaChayim, says a Tifere Kabone, why Teire is called Chaye Eilam, and Tfilah is called Chaye Shah. Abchayim Velojina says as follows. Inyan, Eisek HaTeire, Hunay Geya Le'etzem HaChiyus, V'kiyum amides ha'ilomais. The whole existence of the world depends, not of the earth, of all ha'ilomais, depends on Torah. Bal yehoresu legamri. That the world should not disintegrate. It shouldn't become bottle. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, ve'im, Chas v'sholim hoyinu kulonu meinichim umaznichim oisom ilis asek bo mikol v'kol. If for 1 minute everyone would decide to make a bein hazmanim, and they won't learn for 1 minute. So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Gam oilomais kulom kerega oyo mizbatlim mikol v'kol. When we say in Birchas HaTorah v'chayei oilom nota b'seichenu, that means the chiyus and the kiyum of all oilomes are dependent on us. The limud HaTorah that Klal Yisrael learns, that creates that the world should be able to exist. V'inyin hatfileh, hu haisofis Tikin b'ha'ilomais b'tais v'skedusha u'broche b'oisai eis akavu alehem. The tefillah is a tikun in the ilomis l'sha. That means it's a tais v'skedusha and a tais v'sbroche in the ilomis. But this is called chayei sha. That means the tikun in the ilomis is only a hisafe in the tikun and of the ilomis. But it is not negeya the etzem kiyum of the Eilomis. Masha'en kein teire is chayei oilom. So he told them, it wasn't on his personal life. He was speaking about, you have to understand that the whole world is dependent on teire. I mean, that's better than the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Napikairis is one that says, Maya Hanilon Rabbonon Lididu Toni Lididu Kori, and he's an Apikiris. Vakel him Loi Berisi Yoimem Belayel Chukish My Vorot Loi Samti. That the whole Kiyum Ha'Olam is dependent on their limud. So that's Betzem the Taich of Chaye Olam. Rabbi Yirmiye Havi Yosef Kamei de Rab Zeire. Rabbi Yirmiye was sitting in front of Rab Zeire. Bahavu oski bishmaite. They were learning. Noga litzluye. And it came late yet. They were marich b'teire. And it was late and they didn't daven yet. Bahavu komisarev Rabbi Yirmiye. So Rabbi Yirmiye, the Rabbi Zeir is learning by him, you have to daven. So Rabbi Yirmiye was memaher lehispalo. Kori ale Rab Zeire Amiridiki Gemore Meisir Oznoi Mishmoya Teire Gam Tfilosei Teire. You think that you'll chaperein, we have time to daven, but you want to make sure that should be the kolben. Meisir Oznoi Mishmoya Teire Gam tfilosei te'eva. Your davening is not a better davening now by chapping a rein punfakel. It's tfilosei te'eva. What does Rashi say? Mis noga icher. He was ma'acher to daven. Misahev me'mayer lamed. Me'emosai ascholas din. Now we had we learned all the halachas till now, haskholas achila, haskholas taspeires, me'emosai haskholas din, is Rav Yirmiye v'Rav Yoine. Chad omar mishi yis'atfu hadayonim.
And the dayanim are misafif betalisayif. That is the haskholas adin. So Rashi says, dayanim misafim betalisan, kshepoyschim bedin, when they start the din, ma'eim ashchine, alakim nitzav badas keil. So they were misafif betalisayif. And number two, vishalayifnu roishan lekanu lekan, They should be in ganzen oisik in the shaila. They should have yeshiva das. The mamela, they, by shutting the outside world away from them, they shouldn't be able to see bustutzach. They could be zeichet, that could be zeichet to yeshiva das. So that was the hascholas adin. V'chadoma mishiyiftechu balei dinim. That when the Balidinim start tining, that's the Hascholas Adin. The Loi Pligi, Ha the Oski the Osu Bedine, Ha the Loi Oski the Osu Bedine. That means that if they were already Oisik Bedin before, and now a new Din Torah comes, So then you can't say that Hascholas Adin is Mishiyis Atfu, because they're Mutafim already, from the previous Din Torah. So then it's called a new Hascholas from when they start tining. So then the Hascholas is from the Ituf. Let us see what Rashi says. Asiki va'osi b'din acher u'kfar mu'utofimim. Ch'shenigmar, they're already mutif b'talisayis. Ch'shenigmar oisay din. Bolifneim din acher somach lemincha. Havi aschalosom mishi yiftuchu balei din b'taynis. So then this is called anu aschala. Da'och elek alameimer mishi yisatfu, because they're mutofim from before. But if they weren't muted before, so this alone is a din of aschola. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Ami veRavasi avi Yosvi veGorsi beinei Amudi. They were learning the Beis Medrash. V'chol shato v'shato havetotchi aibra dedashe. They went to the briach of the door. And they banged on it. Va'omri yika de islay dine leyo v'leise. If someone has a din Torah, so they should come in. They shouldn't feel that they didn't. They shouldn't stare themselves, but they should come in. So. If I'm not mistaken, the Svasemis wants to say that really the Kabon over here was that not that they were lohut, that by them Din Torah was more choshev than the learning. They were afraid that people were outside, and they were mechuyev to paskin for them, but these people were afraid to enter, so therefore they went occasionally to the door to inform them, if anyone's there, to tell them that they're open for Din Torah. But Taisvis doesn't learn like that. Let us first see Rashi, then we'll see Taisvis. Amudi sha'aliyas beis ha-medrash nishan aleihem. Taisvis, i'ika de islay din aleyo. If someone wants a din teir, let him come in. Mashme de odev din mital meteire. It seems fakert that they were looking. That means if there's a din teir, fakert, they're muchen to stop learning. Like they were looking for it. Behold, Amrine beperk basre de moyit kotten. Kabe Yehud de talke zibure vishochiv. There was someone that a scorpion bit him vishochiv and he died. Ailu lemarta de chsidi voloi kiblu. And he wasn't permitted to go into the ma'ora where chasidim were buried. Lamalte de daini, but the place where the Dayanim were buried, the Kiblu. So L'chayre, a Dayan is better than a Talmud Chochem. We see that they held that Din is more Choshev than Limud. So they held that Mestame better than Chassidim also. So why was it that L'malta D'chassidim v'lo Kiblu? So Taisa says, Hosem b'dayonim she'eino mumchim. Shepomim noitin achar ha-sheichat. It's a shvera Taisvis. That's what Samus says. He doesn't understand the Taisvis. Sam Saita says, doesn't mean mamish sheichat. It means sheichat the dayin abal kaponim. It seems that there is a dayin that is less than a, if he's not a mumche dike dayin, whatever it is. So this dayin is less than a Talmud Chochem. But if a person is take a dayin mumche, so it could be that's better than Limud HaTorah. Rav Chisde v'Rabbe Bar Avune have Yosvi b'dine kule yoyme. A whole day they were Oisek in a din Torah. Have kocholish libayu. So have kocholish libayu. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says, we'll see Rashi says tukshote. One shot Rashi says, Cholish libayu, mitzparin shloi osku oisei hayoim b'toire. They felt bad. A whole day they were busy with a din toire, and they didn't learn, so they had, Cholish libayu, satvegeton. Let us go to the next Rashi. We'll skip over the first line, we'll come back to it. V'li nire de'enzem ashmoi sloshen libayu. If shot would be, that they had chalishes hadas that they weren't able to learn, so that's at cholish libayu el loshen cholish datayu. That's called chalishes hadas. The loshen cholish libayu loshen tainisu. That means they were busy a whole day with the din tayre. Shloisodu kol hayoyim, they didn't eat. So we have here two pshatim in Rashi. What was bothering them? Either they had chalishes hadas that they didn't learn, or they felt very weak, they weren't able to eat. Yet, Tana lohu Rav Chiya barav midifti. So he told them, he brought them a post. The post says, Vayamay to'om al Moshe min haboiker ad ha'eret. V'chisala al daitoch, she Moshe yoyshe v'don kol ha'yoyim kuloy. Could you really understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was done the whole day? Teirosai mosei nasis. Aloloi meloch kol dayin shedon din emes lamitoi. Afilu shoachas. A dayin that's don din emes lamitoi. Malo olav akosuv. Kilo nasa shutef lakodish bochu b'maise bereishis. Rabbi Yamid al ha'om al Moshe min haboika aderev does not mean this man that Moshe Rabbeinu was done. It means that what he was done, Shoachas, is Choshev Kemaisa Bereishis. Steve Hocha Vayamay Ta'om Al Moshe Min HaBoiker Ad Ha'ereb. Steve Osam Vayi Ereb Vayi Voiker Yoim Echad. So it is equivalent to Maisa Bereishis. Before we go into the Pshat of the Gemara, what the Raya is, but what's Pshat Ashutif LaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. The Tur in Choshe Mishpat Siman Aleph explains that the Mishnah says in the Seif, the first Perek of Ovis, that the Oilam is Kayim Al Hadin. The Ben Yain explains what Shat Oilam is Kayim Al Hadin. It means that the world exists because of Din. We find by the Mabul, since there was a bitul hadin, there was chomos, there was no din, so that brought about chuben ha'olam. Din assures that the olam should be able to exist. So that is the shutef la'kadosh baruch. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the olam, but there's no guarantee that the olam will be able to continue existing without a dayin. Is that a dayin that is done a din emes? So that is he is ensuring the kiyum ha'olam. So that is a shutev la'kodesh baruch hu in ma'aseh bereishis.
Now, let us see Rashi. So according to the first pshat in Rashi, that they had tzar that they didn't learn. Tanu luchiyah barat, shegodol schar adayonim, v'lo yitztaru, he told them, it's a meira de kezach, don't have tzar. So luchayre, it's very difficult to understand. The Gemara, how does the Gemara prove it? Because the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu b'chisal al baitoch she Moshe yoyshe v'don kol ha-yoyim kuloi teirosa imosa inasis. So l'chei, it's a little stiridik. If he told them that it's gvaldik choshev, so just like he wanted to comfort them, so what's the Pukasha Terose Mose Nasis? It's a Gewaldic Yeschar, it's greater than Limud HaTorah. What is the Kasha? So the Mephoshim explain as follows, that they learned the Posek Kipshutai. They learned the Posek Kipshutai that Moshe Rabbeinu was done a whole day. And that didn't comfort them at all, because Atzushtal Tabeshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Rabbeinu Shlom. He had Yediyas HaTorah. So Mamele, he was able to afford to be a dayan the whole day. But they didn't have such a good Rabbi, and so Mamele, they didn't know Kol HaTorah Kulo. So they had Chalishus Adas, the Torah he had learned. He had to be Mitzava on the Mishkan. So you can't learn Kipshutai. You can't learn Kipshutai that Hitaka was done the whole day. So we have to say the Pasuk is Lav Davke. So the Pasuk is Hasty. So the Pasuk is telling us the Cheshivas of Din Teire. So Mela, that's how he was Menachem them. He says, Mitzad Echot could be, he told them, you don't have to be a dying the whole day. But don't feel bad that you lost on the deal. Because Fakert, the Torah says the schar of to be a dayan, that's choshev, that's a shutev to the Rabbi Yishol b'maise bereishis. That is the first pshat. V'li nire deinza mashmois loshen libayu, el loshen cholosh datay, loshen cholosh libayu loshen tainesu, shloi sodul kol ayoyim. So again, they thought we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what a dayan has to do. It is not necessary. So he told them, Taki, that I'll die in a mechuyiv to give so much time, or I'll upon him, you're permitted to eat. Dr. Gemara weiter. Admosa yoishmin bedin, or the Zataisves din emes la mitai la fuke din merume. Din merume means that even though, alpi choshen mishpot, the din is gerecht, but if there's a chash that the edim are shakronim, or there's other things, so then one is not supposed to, that's not called a din emes. Means even though it stims with the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, but it is not a din emes, if one can feel or see that the tainess of the Edim and the Balei Dvorim are not correct. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Admosa yoishmin bedin, to when is a dayin b'chuyiv to be yoishiv bedin, when can he make his break? Omar Avsheshes adzman sudeh. That the zman is still zman suda. Omar Rav Chome, Maikro, there's a posik. Tersiv, Iloch, Eretz, Shemalkech, Noah. It's an umglik. If the melech acts like a Noah, like a child, Besorayich, Baboike, Yoichelu, Ashrecho, Eretz, Shemalkoch, Ben Choyrim, Besorayich, Boeis, Yoichelu. They eat the proper time, Bigvure, Veloi, Bishesi, Vigvure shall teure, veloi bestie shall yain. Tana Rabon, Shori Shoine, now we're going to speak about what is called the proper time to eat. Zman Sude. Shori Shoine Machl Ludim. These Ludim were cannibals. They were very hungry people, and they, the first hour of the day, they wanted to make sure that they're eating. Shniye Machl Listim. Shlishis Machl Yershim. Revius Machl Poyalim. Chamishis Machl Kolodom. The fifth hour. Eini vomar apopa revius mansuda lecholodom, er revius machel kolodom, chamishis machel payalim, shishis machel tamidei chachomim. Mikan ve'eilach, after a person eats after the shosh shishis, kizeirik even lechemis. So here on the side we have a pshat kegoin chemis yayin, that a person has a krigel with wine, shehu choser, so he wants to fill it up, v'zeik l'seiche yeven, she yismalek, v'zeh le'malav le'meirid, he's not accomplishing anything by throwing in the stone, the teivoy shemaleyu yayin. So memele, he's not accomplishing anything. Amarabaye, le'yamoron elod le'toyim midi b'tzafra. That, what, if he eats after shoshishes, that is only if he wasn't toim anything in the morning. Avol toim midi b'tzafre less lombo. If he was toim something before, simameile, then he'll derive benefit from that what he's eating after chatzoy, after shoshishis. Now let us see Rashi. Shemalkech dayonecho, shehadayim kori melech, shenemar melech b'mishpot yamid oret. Ludim ume shekoirin kanlinch, ba'oichle odam hein, ba'heim raftonim. Machl yershim, so we have shoshlishes is machl yershim, those who are yershim. So Rashi says, yershay hoim rav, they yarshin a tremendous famegin, a tremendous wealth, shle tolchu boy, ve'ein asukim, v'doyegim loshet achrei mezoynes v'lasek b'meloche. They're not busy hastes. They don't have to, because everything, they have everything in front of them. So memele, so they have nothing what to do, mistame. So the third hour, they start eating. Kizayrek even lechemes kosher leguf. That's the first pshat. V'li nire loy koshe v'lo yofe. It doesn't accomplish anything. Zuch the Gemara weiter. Omer avade barave, mispalol odom tfilosoi bebeis hamelchitz. That a person is permitted to daven in a beis hamelchitz. Meisvei hanichnas lebeis hamelchitz, mokim shebnei odom oimdim levushim, Yeshom Mikro Utfila. Before we learn this Gemara, perhaps let us see Rashi. The Rashi explains how their Mechatzois look. So Rashi says, Mechatzois Shalohem, Gimel Chadorim Hoyoloi. There were three rooms in the Beis HaMelchitz. Pnimi, the Cheder HaPnimi was Lahaziyeh, there was a sweat bath there, Ulishtateh, we started bechamim ebetzoynon we had yesterday. Emtzoy sheyored lesoichoy min hamelchitz, that he goes into this room from leaving the melchitz. Beloivish chelukay, and he puts on a choluk. That's the first malbush he has there. The yoytze lechitzay, then he goes out to the outer room. The goyme levishosoy, the noch shom shor miyegiyas hamelchitz. Kol Maisa the Melchitz was a big undertaking, so then he used to rest from the Melchitz. And then he was Goyim Ed Lavisha. So there are these three Chadorim, the Chitzoyne, the Emtsoy, and the Pnimis. So now, what did Rav Adar Bar Rava say? Mispalol Odom Tfilosoi Bebeis HaMelchitz. It would seem the Stam Taich of Beis HaMelchitz means the Mokim HaPnimim. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Hanichnas Labeis HaMelchitz, Malkaim shibnei adam oimdim levushim. If a person goes into the bayit b'cheder achitzayim, yesham mikra utvile. One can learn there and daven. Vein tzach leimer sheile sholem. Umein niyach tvilin, vein tzach leimer sheine cheilet. It's very easy that I could put tvilin on there. That's the cheder achitzayim. Mokem shibnei adam oimdim arumim ulevushim the cheder amtsoi. So that it does not have the same halacha like the cheder achitza. Yesham sheila shalom. One is permitted to be shoyl b'shalom, but be'ein sham mikro tefila, be'ein echaylet tefila. But if he's wearing tefillin, he's not mechuyev to take them off. But be'ein meiniach lechatchila, he's not permitted to put on tefillin in the cheder amtsoi. Mokem shebnei adam oimdim arumim ein sham sheile shalom, that's the cheder apnimi, ve'ein tzach loima mikro tefila ve'chaylet tefillin ve'ein tzach loima she'enei menicha. So memeila we see that the cheder apnimi and stam melchat means the cheder apnimi is also be'tefillin. And here, Rav Ada bar Rava said, "Mispalul adam tefilosay bebeis hamelchitz." So the Gemara answers, "Ki koma Rav Ada bar Rava bemelchat she'ein boyado." We're speaking about that there's no people there in the melchitz. So the Gemara says that won't help the situation. For Omar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, melchat she'omru afal pi she'ein boyado. Even though now no one is in the beis hamelchitz, there's also also. So it's schwer. How could Rav Ada bar Rava say that a person is permitted to be mispalna beis hamelchitz, even though there's no one there? It still is a din of a beis hamelchitz. Elo ki koma Rav Ada b'chadeti. So Rav Ada bar Rava is speaking about a beis hamelchitz that was never used. It was, they were mazmin it, it was being built, the tzorech beis hamelchitz, but as yet it was never used. So this beis hamelchitz is one that's permitted to daven. So the Gemara asks, v'mi boi boi le ravine, that's also not so poshut. Ravina klar de shaila is minoy le beis akise mahu. The person is mazmin amokim le beis akise yesh zimun oy ein zimun v'lo yivshitelei. So you see that there's a shaila by hazmone that even though it was never used, hazmone alone has it. So lechayre, what should be the difference between a beis hamelchitz and a beis akise? Lav hu adin le melchitz. L'chayr ha-melchitz also is the same din. He's minay le-beis ha-melchitz. It also should be yosa. Loi. So the Gemara says no. Dilme shani beis ha-kisei demois. There's a difference between a beis ha-kisei and a beis ha-melchitz. A beis ha-kisei is mois. So there's a din of azmone. Ma she'en kein a beis ha-melchitz is not mois. So there's no din of azmone. Before we learn Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to say over a shtickel ha'oreh and this din of Beis HaMelchitz. The Kesef Mishneh, Peirik Gimel, Mehilchas Krishme, Halacha Gimel, brings down a Rabbeinu Manoyach. The Rabbeinu Menoyach speaks about such a shaila. Is one permitted to make a broche in a mikveh? That's Rabbeinu Menoyach. One permitted to make a broche in a mikveh. So first, so ikad the amri. So others say that he's not permitted to make a broche. A mikveh is like a beis hamelchitz on the marumim. So mamela, one is not permitted to make a broche in a mikveh. That is the Ikad the Amri that the Rabbeinu Menoyach brings. But the Rabbeinu Menoyach says, no, that is not the reason. The reason is because it's Nofish Havlo Vizuhamo, that since there's it's hot water there and steam there, so it's very
It's a mokei mezuim. It's a not a bekovedika place. So that's the issa. He says a mikveh that the water was cold. They have cold mikvehs in those days. So memele, it's not a mokei mezuim. So memele, so one is permitted to make a broche in a mikveh. Then he asks a shaila. It's brought down that a beis hatvile is potter from a mezuzah. So he has a psakasha. About Kaponim, we have here a machlokes harishonim, what the iser of a beis hamerchitz is. It seems the first day you held that the iser of a beis hamerchitz is that it's oindim shom arumim. That is the sibah sa iser. That is the sibah. So memeilu hu adin mikvah also. And the Rabbeinu Menoich said that is not the sibah. The sibah is because it's nafish zuhamo. That's the sibah. So first, it's very interesting, the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara wanted to say that, Ki koma ravade barave bemelchat she'ein boy odo. The Gemara wanted to say, speaking about a melchat she'ein boy odo. So l'chayr, according to the first day, so it's very good, fakert, the whole Sibba Se'isar is, that it's amokim shoim dim sham arumim, it's meyuchid. That people stand there arumim. So the Gemara said that we're speaking about a melchit shein boyodo. The Gemara says it doesn't matter. Since it's meyuchid for anoshim arumim, it's also. But if you learn like the Rabbeinu Manoyach, that the Iser is because nofish by havlo vizuamo, So the Gemara should have said, we're speaking about Ki koma ravade barave bemelchitz she'ein boizuamo. They didn't heat it up today. I mean, the Gemara l'chayre retach nitzim zach. I mean, the sibe is not the oindim shom b'nei odom. The sibe is because it's nafish havlo vizuamo. So what's bemelchitz she'ein boizuamo? Unless that means, the Gemara means automatically, if there's no one there, so there's no havlo, there's no zuamo, but the Loshna Gemara is a bissel modern. The Gemara doesn't speak about the Ikel Nikude. That's one Ha'orah. But now there is another Ha'orah. We have to understand, according to the Rabbeinu Menoyach said lahaloche, that a beis hatvile, one is permitted to make a broche. That's Rabbeinu Menoyach said lahaloche. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Manoyach that it's oindim shom arumim, that didn't bother him. Like, that's no problem. As long as it's a cold mikveh, there's no problem. It's a mokim oindim shom arumim, that's nothing. Akochach, we have to say, they make the broche, they turn around, but the oindim shom arumim did not bother him at all. So l'chayre, we have to understand, so what is the beis ha'mtzoi? The beis ha'mtzoi is, there's different halachas, ein mispalalim, but ein chiltzen tvilin, ein menichen tvilin, you don't know, we see there's halachas, mikra zasa, tvila zasa, be beis ha'mtzoi. The Gemara says the beis ha'mtzoi is mitzosim arumim mitzosim levushim. So if that arumim ulevushim alone is garnished, the whole Iser is only the zuama. So where is the zuama in the beis ha'mtzoi? The whole zuama lachayre is in the beis ha'pnimi. So lachayre it's amir de kekasha and the Rabbeinu Manoyach. There are two terutzim on this kasha. The Leo Rabbe asked this kasha and the Prima Godem asked this kasha and Simen Pei Dalet. Pei Hei. Peidalet. The Rabbis and Simon Peidalet. The Prima Godem wants to say that there was some Zuama in the Beis Emtsoi also. Since the people used to go out from the Beis Apnimi and go into the Beis Emtsoi, so there was also some Zuama. Not the Dalga of Zuama that there was in the Beis Apnimi, there was some Zuama. So the Etzem, the Iser of the Beis HaMtzoi was also at Zuhame. That's what the Prima Godem is mitzadet to say. The Leo Rabbe wants to say that if there's Anoshim Oimdim Shom,
then the Rabbeinu Menoich also held it's not permitted to make a broche. And in the Rabbeinu Menoich that says a Beis HaTvila is Mutter speaking about there's no one there. So if there's no one there, so then the whole Iser is only out Zuamo. If the Iser is out Zuamo, so he says a Beis HaTvila that there's no Zuamo is Mutter. If Anoshim Oindim Arumim, then the Rabbeinu Menoich would also be Moide that there's a Iser to make a broch in the Beis HaTvila. That means, according to the Rab, it seems there are two Sibis lesser. There's one Sibbe of Anoshim Arumim Oindim Shom, and there's another Sibbe of Zuamo. And the Rabbeinu Menoich was Mater if no one is Oimed there, and there's no Zuamo. So the Rab says, so it comes out Lahaloche, that the Beis HaTzoi, the whole reason the Beis HaTzoi is only also if there'll be Anoshim Arumim Oindim Shom. That'll be the Issa. There's no Zuam on the Beis HaTzoi. If there won't be Anoshim Arumim Oindim Shom, then it'll be Mutter. That's how the Rabbi says, and it brings the Beis Yosef holds like this, and the Levush holds like this. Lamais, it's a big machlokes HaPoiskim. The Bach says, Afilu, if there's no one there in the Beis Achitz, in the Beis HaTzoi, it'll also be also. But that's how the Eliyahu Rabbi wants to be Mevarad Aloch according to the Rabbeinu Menoich. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Oimdim Arumim Pnimi, Mikro Krishma, Arumim Ulevushim, Emtzoi Sheyoytzei Boi Orum, He goes from the Mtsoi to the outer room. V'chaylet tefillin meiroishoi. V'ein tzorch loimer shim oichzom v'yodei betikshulam sh'ein eminiach. V'hodet toni v'ein tzorch loimer aydi deboi lemisne mitziyosoi. V'ein eminiach v'ein eichaylet. There was a difference between putting on tefillin and taking off tefillin. Shem tzoi loike melchetz gomer hu. Umitzis teiches merchets all of them. So he has a part din of a merchets. Hilkoch, hoyu beroishoi, ein tzorech lachlois. If he was wearing it already, he's not mechuyev to take it off. Hoyu oichzen osa lanichem shem beroishoi. Al yoytze lechitzoin umeinichem. Afal pi she'ein boitzoi. So the Gemara asked, we find by a basakisa, even though there's no tzoye, she'pinu mishom, it is still osa. So the Gemara said he's speaking about bechadati. Shle rochatz boi odom ei oilam elish eiz minilikach. And this is mutter. So the Gemara says, I ravine herasofik by beisakise, shani beisakise de mois, v'shein meguna olav, v'shemochem esafkelei bahazmonosoi, but by beisamelchis this does not apply. Let us see Taisvis. Shani Beisakise de Nofi Zuamo. Teimo, Besoif Perikama de Nedorim. This is very schwer. It's not Soif Perikama de Nedorim. It's Tav Zayin Omed Aleph. And Perikama de Nedorim ends Tav Yud Gimel. So I don't know whether it's called Soif Perikama. Goris, Boi Ravine, Izmine Le Beisakise, Vizmine Le Beisamelchitz Mal. It seems Ravina cleared a shaila by Beis HaMelchitz also. Alma b'melchitz nami mi boilei. So here the Gemara said, no, the whole shaila of Ravina was only by a Beis HaKise. V'yesh ha-moich g'moisei shom en ha-svorim, mishum ha-chtahoche. The Gemara, the moichik, and they say the whole shaila of Ravina was only by Beis HaKise. Mi yesh l'kaim shom ha-girse, v'hochi yoche perush. My love, ki heichid lei ifshetu lei mi Beis HaKise. Just like Rabbi Neder Shaila from Beis HaKise, or Hanamli Yivshlemi Beis HaMelchitz. Or Meshani, no. Shani Beis HaKise, the Nofish Zuhamo, Lohi Lo Yivshlemi. That means Rabbi Netake cleared by both. And he only remained by a Sofik by Beis HaKise. Avo Melchitz, Boso the Boy, or the Poshte. Inami Yizmini Le Beis HaMelchitz, Eini Medivrei Ravine. That was not Rabbi Neder Shaila, Alo Shasu, the Masik. Shayne Reutze Lachalik, that means Ravine did make a chilik, and the Shaskla of the Shalba Beis HaMelchitz, v'chein yesh b'kamer mekoymis.